Today is a very happy day. Rasa Ananda Prabhu has come. So that's Ananda, more happiness. And we're expecting more Anand still. Anandamaya Prabhu is plunging us in the ocean of separation. We're expecting him to arrive at any time. So today is especially Ramananda. I'll speak something about Lord Rama if he agrees to allow me. He's very merciful, Patita Pavana. Then afterward, we'll get more Ananda with more Rama Katha from two Anandas. We hope that only one Ananda is here so far. Ananda, Ananda. Yeah, very happy day. In this material world, it's a very unhappy place. But by hearing about Krishna in his various forms, Sri Jaya Deva Kaveri Dam Uditam Udaram Shrinu Sukhadam Shubhadam Bhavasaram. In this material world, the essence of which is birth and death, everything changing, miserable. But by hearing about Krishna in his various forms, then we become happy and auspicious, even in this most nasty place. So especially on these festival days, we remember the pastimes of the Lord and his devotees, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who very kindly comes into this material world to deliver those of us who are struggling. Day after day we go through our struggles in this material world. But on some days, yeah, even as aspiring devotees, we have so many struggles and adhyatmik, adhibhutik, adhidaivik klesh. But on these days, we just forget all of that and try to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose appearance we are remembering today as Ayodhyapati, Rama, Kaushalyanandana, Dasharashatsuta, Sitapati, Rama. It's a very happy day, especially in Ayodhya, so many millions of years ago, was a festival of great happiness, and even today in Ayodhya is a festival of great happiness. Although there's still some unhappiness, that there's no proper temple of Rama at Rama Janma Bhumi, it's become a political issue. But actually there should be a gorgeous temple of Rama at Rama Janma Bhumi in Ayodhya. A few years ago I was in Jharkhand state, and I arrived the day after Ram Navami, and still there's all signs. We're driving from Ranchi to Medinipur. The modern name is Daltonganj, but the Puranic name is Medinipur. So it's about 4 or 5 hours through the forests and jungles for which Jharkhand is famous. And every little village and settlement we'd see, there's so many flags and streamers for celebrating Ram Navami. Even today, people remember Ram. There was a political party started some years ago with the idea of restoring Ram Raja. And that party has changed from one to another, and I guess that was the forerunner of the BJP. But that idea that we should live so happily under Rama, we should be so happy under the rule of Rama, who is so kind and caring to his citizens and so competent to protect them. In Ayodhya, there were no unhappy people. There were no, during the time of Rama's presence, there were no unhappy people. There were no underfed people. There were no immoral people. Everyone was fully absorbed in Rama, and Rama, the ideal king, appeared. So it's a very happy day in Ayodhya, especially. And for all the devotees, actually we can say at least for all the Hindus. Because, of course, within Hinduism, what is nowadays called Hinduism, there are so many sects and subsects, and there are Vaishnavas, and again Vaishnavas, there are Krishna worshippers, Narayan worshippers, Rama worshippers. Even in this state we have the Kurma worshippers. So there are various forms of the Lord. And then of course there are Shaivas and Ganapatyas and Tantriks and Shaktas and Shauryas and so many different kinds of demigod worshippers. And nowadays we have all different kinds of Babas and Ammas and all kinds of weird and wonderful things. But whatever branch one may be, and some of them are some very strange branches indeed, everyone loves Rama, isn't it? Of course, we're not very fond of the word Hindu, but if anyone is a Hindu, that must be one prominent symptom, that everyone loves Rama. I was going to say that. Thank you for reminding me. Even many Muslims. And we'll find in Vaishnavism, there have been many Muslim poets who have sung beautiful songs about Rama and Krishna, and many like to participate in the celebrations. Nowadays there's promoting some kind of fanaticism, but previously that wasn't there. The Muslims would also like to join in Ram Leela, hearing about Rama. So we may say that, well, we are Gauriyas, we're only interested in Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, but we shouldn't try to be better Gauriyas than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. That is not possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself celebrated Ram Navami. He ordered Sanatan Goswami to include within his book of directions for Vaishnavas, celebrations of festivals, including Rama Navami, Rama Vijaya Mahotsav, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself personally celebrated. Among two of the most intimate parishadas, that's associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of them was his principal biographer in the first half of his life, Murari Gupta. He was a great worshipper of Lord Rama. Actually, he was Hanuman, come again, in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for 21 hours, showed his form of opulence, showed himself to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shat Praharya, Mahabhava, he was sitting on the throne in the house of the Singhasana, the place of worship in the house of Srivas Thakur. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he called all his associates one by one and fulfilled all their desires. And their desires are, of course, for bhakti, not for anything else. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he showed his form as Rama to Murari Gupta. Another great devotee of Rama among Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates is Anupam, who later Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the name Vallabh. So Anupam was the brother of Rupa and Sanatan, who were great devotees of Krishna. He was the younger brother of both of them. So Anupam, Rupa and Sanatan would again and again tell him that why don't you stop this Ram worship and worship Krishna? Then all three of us together, very nicely, we'll worship Krishna, Radha and Krishna. So Anupam, he didn't like this. He was very much attached to Lord Rama. But again and again, Rupa and Sanatan importuned him, you should worship Radha and Krishna with us. So he thought, it's not good to go against my elder brothers again and again. So, all right, I'll agree. So he agreed that, all right, today I'll worship Rama, and then from tomorrow I'll join you in worshipping Radha and Krishna. Then he came the next day to them and said that, what can I do? I sold my head at the feet of Lord Rama. All night he was crying, thinking, how can I give up the worship of Lord Rama since the first breath of my life I've been worshipping Rama. How can I give that up? So now I don't know what to do. I've given you my word that I would join you in worshipping Krishna, but I sold my head at the feet of Lord Rama, and to take it away would be too painful. So I don't know what to do, because I cannot leave Lord Rama, but I've told you that I would. So Rupa and Sanatan were very happy, and they blessed him. You go on worshipping Rama. So in this way we find throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's reference to the pastimes of Lord Rama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would sometimes show his form as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he showed his six-armed form, the famous Sharabhuja Roop, in the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he showed six hands. One is holding a bow and arrow. In one hand there's a bow, in another hand an arrow. In another, there's the kamandalu and staff of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And another two, he's holding the flute. So in this way, he showed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jai Gaur, Shri Krishna, Shri Jagannath, Purabhate, Kehobale, Purabhate, Rabana Bodhilo, Golo Kera, Bhaibab Lila, Prakasha Karilo. This is a song of Basu Ghosh Thakur, in which he identifies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Rama, is Krishna, is Jagannath. So that same Rama appeared as Gaura. Is translation going on, by the way? It's going on? Yeah, okay. So, again and again we find as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled throughout this sacred land of Bharata. He visited all the holy places left and right, and he visited the holy places not only connected with Krishna, but with various demigods and with the Leela of Lord Rama. He went to Rameshwaram, Dhanushkoti, the tip of India before, the place where Rama built his bridge, his famous bridge to Lanka. And so many holy places he visited connected with Lord Rama. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was wandering throughout South India, he came in one village to the house of a Brahmana. He would accept lunch invitations in the house of Brahmanas. So one day he was invited at a house, so he went there after doing his all his madhyana duties, midday duties. He would perform all of these. Then he went to the house and he saw that in the house, the Brahmana who had invited him, there was no prasadam, and he hadn't even started cooking. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, why didn't you cook anything? And the Brahmana said that, Lakshman has gone to the forest to bring all the different materials for cooking, but he didn't come back yet, so how could I start cooking? So he was feeling himself, part of the Leela of the Lord. So very late he started cooking, And eventually he cooked some very simple, not, you could say, not very opulent food and offered that to Mahaprabhu, but he himself didn't take. And he looked very sad. He appeared to be very sad. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him why he is so sad. He said, how can I be happy? And Ravana has stolen the mother of the universe, Sita Devi. Then how can I be happy? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with the devotional sentiment of that Brahmana. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went off again on his travels. And after some time he came to one temple where he came across a manuscript. Some Brahmanas were reciting from the Kurma Purana. And he heard from them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard from them, the narration narrated therein, how when Ravana appeared to steal Sita, what actually happened is that Ravana took a fake Sita. The real Sita was taken by Agnidev. And the Maya Sita, Ravana took only an illusory form of Sita. And then after the whole battle and... Where are my beads? I don't have them. You can get my beads. After the battle, when Ravana was killed, there was the Agni Pariksha, I didn't see them, of Sita Devi. And at that time, Sita entered the fire and came out again, and that was the real Sita came out. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got this section from Kurma Purana copied, means he had someone write it out, and he brought it back to this Brahmana and showed him that you need not lament. Ravana never touched Sita. Ravana can never even see Sita. Ravana has no connection with Sita. There's no possibility. Sita is completely spiritual, and Ravana is the personification of material desire. That he's so ambitious that he wants to enjoy that which is meant for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he has no, not possible for him to even begin to see Sita. Of course, it said that he saw Sita, but one can actually see Sita and Rama, Premanjana Churita, Bhakti Vilochanena. One who has the eyes of love can see the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, once with the eyes of lust, one simply sees objects of lust. One cannot actually see, touch, smell, feel, hear, or taste the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His internal potency through the material senses. Atah Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grahyam Indriyahi. The Supreme Lord is not perceivable to the gross senses. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he enjoyed hearing about Sita and Rama. While residing in Puri, he would celebrate the Ram Vijay Mahotsav, the Vijay Dashami. He himself would dress as Hanuman, and his followers would all dress as monkeys, and they would attack Lanka. In some representation of Lanka. So in this way, we find that the Ram Leela is, everyone knows, all over India, everyone knows, either original Valmiki Ramayana, or the very famous in North India that came much later, the Ram Charitmanas, and then the Kriti Vas is made in Bengali, some version, Kamban in Tamil, in Telugu, who made that Ramayana, local Telugu edition? You don't, you have some edition? There must be some. Mula Ramayana, it's called. Malla, wrestler. Who wrote that? It's a woman wrote it. When? 15th century, so. I see. So everyone knows about Rama. You know, in different language areas, people have rendered their own understanding or vision or realization of Rama Leela. And in this way, everyone knows about Rama. Everyone loves Rama. Only in this miserable Kali Yuga, this some people for some political gain have twisted the story of Rama and insulted Rama, especially in Tamil Nadu. And symptom of Kali Yuga, that they take the side of Ravana and say that Rama is very bad. Well, I suppose the followers of Ravana, they also thought the same thing. So they'll also get the same result. Ravana, for some time, he thought he was very powerful. But ultimately, he was vanquished by Lord Rama. So it is a day to remember the Nama Guna Rupa Leela of Lord Rama. We may say, well, we're Gauriyas, we're followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So mostly the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their ultimate goal is to join Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. But it's not that in Vrindavan people don't know of and don't like Rama. It's not that they hate Rama. To love Krishna you have to hate Rama or completely ignore Rama. There's no such thing. We find in the Bhagavatam, in one of the symptoms of Bhagavatam, although the Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Phalam, the ripened fruit, fully ripened fruit of the desire tree, of Vedic knowledge. So even though it's completely transcendental, Paramahamsa Sanghita, but it takes the form of a Mahapurana, in which one of the characteristics of a Mahapurana is the Vamsa Anucharit, the description of the dynasties of various kings. So in the description of the Surya dynasty, given by Shukadev Goswami, Vyasadeva, in the 9th canto of Bhagavatam. So Rama comes there. And in the course of narrating this, Shukadev, he encapsulates, tells briefly the pastimes of Lord Rama. But he says to Parikshit that I won't tell you in great detail because you already know this. So everyone in Vedic culture has understood that everyone already knows, that everyone grows up hearing about the pastimes of Lord Rama. That is Vedic culture. That is, that one grows up hearing about Rama and Krishna and the Pandavas and the Gopis. And Gopis themselves, also, they also grew up hearing about the pastimes of the Lord in his various incarnations. We see that at one point the gopis, in their prema vaichitra, their maddened ecstasy of love for Krishna, they blame Krishna that you are mistreating us, but that's expected for you because you always treat your devotees badly. And especially women. Krishna's accused by the gopis of being a woman hater. You see this Shurpanakha, she had a valid desire, it's not an invalid desire, to enjoy Lord Rama and to marry him. But Rama was so cruel that in response he had Lakshman famously cut off her nose. So you see, you've been cruel. We know that not only in this life, but even in previous lives, the gopis accused Krishna. You mistreated women. And when you came as Vamana, Bali Maharaj was very good. He offered everything to you, but you just arrested him like a crow and threw him down to the lower planets. And then, of course, the sister of Bali Maharaj, she saw Vamana when she first saw him. Ratnamala was her name. When she saw him, she thought, oh, what a beautiful young boy. I would also like to have some, I would like to suckle at my breast such a beautiful young boy. So she thought like that. But then when she saw who this Vamana actually is and had come to cheat Bali Maharaj and all the demons and take away everything they had, then her actual demoniac attitude came out. And she thought, actually, I'd like to kill that boy. So when Krishna came in Vrindavan, she came as Putana, and she fulfilled both desires. The desire to want to kill Krishna and to suckle him at her breast. But Krishna is so kind that he killed her and destroyed all her offenses. And then Krishna only remembered the positive part, that she had to suffer for her offenses, but she had maternal affection for me. So let her become in the same status as my mother. Dhatri means what in English is called a wet nurse. That means someone who, a mother who suckles someone else's child. So in this way, actually Krishna is very kind, but just like some demons today, they misinterpret. It's amazing how Maya gives them the perverted intelligence to misinterpret Krishna's pastimes. So the gopis also did that, but of course that is not with malintent. But they were impelled by Yoga Maya to blame Krishna. And some of those gopis, they were also with Lord Rama in his Leela previously. There are so many gopis. So many, some are eternal, most of them are eternal associates of Krishna, but some of them are new gopis. So among the new gopi, that means that those who were previously materially conditioned and are joining Krishna's Leela. So among them there are two kinds. One is the Shrutis, the Vedas, the Upanishads, who by worshipping Krishna, they took the form of gopis. They got inspiration from Gopala Tapini and gave up all their attachment to impersonalism and became gopis. So they're called the Shrutichari gopis. And then there's the Rishichari gopis, who previously in Dandakaranya, when Rama was there traveling through the forest, there are so many rishis in the forest. And when they saw Lord Rama, they were attracted to have a relationship with him as wives. Now, of course, in the modern age, that's liable to misinterpretation. But it wasn't a homosexual attraction, but a pure spiritual attraction. A person in a male body may have a pure spiritual attraction to serve the Lord as a woman. And that's very common in the Gauriya line. We find that Narottam Das Thakur and Bhaktivinod Thakur, for instance, they write of their aspirations to take birth as gopis, to serve Krishna in that way. So the sages at Dandakaranya, they desire to serve Rama in a conjugal relationship. They're seeing the beautiful form Jaya. Now our Ananda is increasing. Ananda, my Prabhu, has arrived. Now we have double Ananda. Rasa Ananda and Ananda Mai. More and more Ananda. So the rishis in Dandakaranya, you have to come up here. Stop being humble. You have to shed your Ananda from the dais. So those who are in pure spiritual consciousness, as the rishis in Dandakaranya were, when they saw the form of Lord Rama, that beautiful, he's also Shamarupa, generally described as Shamarupa. It's blackish, very dark, with a hint of blue, accompanied in the forest by Lakshman, who's golden, light color. So when they saw his beautiful form as a warrior wandering in the forest, in their pure spiritual emotion, they were attracted to serve him as Sita served him. But he told them that that is not possible. Ananda, my Prabhu, please come. But he told them that that is not possible because I have taken a vow. The vow to have only one wife. But next time I come, he told them, you come back next time I come. Next time I'm coming as Krishna. So Rama is Maryada Purushottam. Maryada means, it literally means a limit. So he shows the limit or the proper behavior. But Krishna is Prem Purushottam, Leela Purushottam. So there's no limit to the Prem, there's no limit to the Leela of Krishna. So Krishna, he accepts any number of consorts, any number of gopis. One Srila Prabhupada, he was speaking how sometimes people criticize that Krishna has 16,108 wives. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can have any number of wives. Why only 16,108? That for Krishna, that's not a very great number. So he can have any number. There's no reservation, there's no limit. Any number Krishna can accept as gopis, wives, cowherd boys, cows. There's no shortage of space. And if there is, Krishna will expand it more because his dham is unlimited. So Krishna has no limit. And Rama told him, you join me in my next leela. I'll come as Krishna. You can join me there. So however great the number of gopis, in the Ras Leela, Krishna will expand himself. That many gopis, that many forms. So every gopi is dancing with Krishna. So some of them in the previous time, they were with Rama, and they were attracted to his beautiful form. But that form of Rama is to be enjoyed conjugally, only by Sita. Lakshmi Narayana. There may be many Lakshmis in the spiritual world, but only one for each form of Narayana. And then there are others, there are so many others serving him in various ways, in various moods. In Rama Leela, there are, of course, his mothers, Kaushalya and Sumitra, and Ram was very kind also to his other mother, whose name we won't say. But they're both serving him as mothers, and then all the elderly women of Ayodhya, they would serve him or have motherly affection for him. Rama would wander in the streets of Ayodhya among his citizens. And then friends, those who are like, yeah, paternal, those who are Dasharatha, and then those who are the elders, gurus, Sumantra, the chief minister of Dasharatha, so they're like elderly, and so many rishis, Rama would visit and offer respect to them, his own guru, Vishvamitra. So they all have this parental type relationship with Rama. Then his own friends, of course, he's regal, he's the king, so even his own brothers, they're virtually the same age, but they all serve him with great reverence. And Lord Rama is so liberal, he accepts many, many followers. So many monkeys and bears, even though he's the great king of Ayodhya, he has no caste consciousness. He loves everyone. It's very famous, the Guha, the king in the forest. King means not a king like Lord Rama. He's the king of the what we would nowadays call tribals or Adivasis. This Adivasi word is not a very good word because that's based on the idea of this Aryan invasion, all this nonsense. But Aborigine, something like that, you could say. So Rama showed not. He was very happy to receive the food and the shelter and the love and the protection, the service of Guha, and then later on Shabari, who's supposed to be also from a very what we nowadays call the backward castes. But Rama accepted her offering of love, and he accepted the monkey. So there's no bar in the worship of Krishna and Rama. Everyone is welcome to serve him. So, in Vrindavan, the people, they also know Rama. Their attraction is particularly for Krishna. But knowing about Krishna's different forms and pastimes, that makes their love for Krishna even sweeter. Ram, his leela, is so sweet. Today is a day of happiness. Ram is appearing. Today is his marriage day also. So these are all happy events. But we find most of Ram leela, it appears to be very unhappy. Everything is very nice, very happy. Everyone's very happy. Then the happiness of everyone in Ayodhya increased day by day, moment by moment, from the moment that Rama was born. And when the announcement was given that Rama will be crowned as the king of Ayodhya, then everyone's happiness increased thousands and thousands of times, including that, she didn't get the news, but anyway, when she first heard, then Bharat's mother became also very happy. But there was one person who was unhappy, who we all know very well who that is. And she gave some bad advice. And then from that point onward, the whole leela of Rama is unhappy. There are happy points also, but unhappy. How Rama is banished to the forest. The Ayodhya Vasis, they're ready to go with Rama to the forest and make Ayodhya a ghost town. If you're banished to the forest, well, we're going to. And no one will remain. Only Mantara and Kaikeyi. No one else will stay. Everyone else will stay. Bharat can rule over the dust and the blowing in the streets. No one else will remain. But Rama, he didn't allow that. He's the personification of Dharma. He had his own purpose also. He came to this world to rid it of Ravana. At least that was the external purpose. So it became unhappy. The whole Rama Leela is unhappy. Of course, Rama was very happy in the forest, living there. He liked that. And actually, for Sita and Ram's pastimes, that's very nice, because in Ayodhya, Ram had so many official duties, so he couldn't be that much time with Sita. But in the forest, he could be with Sita with no official role to play. So together they would enjoy the different seasons, they were very happy to see in Chitrakoot area the beautiful forest with all the different flowers and trees and animals and birds. So they were very happy living there. So from unhappiness came happiness. But then again, unhappiness struck. And then the whole searching for Sita. Sita appeared to be lost, gone with no trace. Who can say? Only some little clue came from Jatayu. Otherwise, how to find her? You have no idea. Where is she? So, what to do? She must be somewhere in the world. So the monkeys got sent out. Go everywhere in the world. Go everywhere. She must be somewhere. And eventually she was found. And the battle took place. And Sita was won back. And a very happy moment. But Ram, he didn't look very happy. So then again, Rama, he didn't want to take Sita. He said that, I've done my duty to uphold the honor of our family. And then you all know the story, that how she entered the fire. All the monkeys thought, what is going on? We came here, we fought, and all this big endeavor, we went all over the world to find her, and then she's found, and then this big endeavor, and then we kill Ravan, and so many of our own monkeys killed, and then Rama says he doesn't want her. So then again she entered the fire, and then Ram took her. Entering the fire, what a test. Who can take such a test? Who can say that if at any moment I ever thought of anything or anyone except Rama, then may the fire consume me. Who is ready to take that test? Sita took that test. She came out of the fire. So Rama accepted her, and there were happy days for some days. But then again, Rama, because he is the showing the proper standard for how strict one should be in upholding Dharma, then again, he exiled Sita. And then again, he lived in this world for so many years, performing so many sacrifices. as a king should. A king has to perform sacrifices with his wife. So he made deities for each yajna. He made a deity of Sita. But it was unhappy. The whole Leela of Rama seems to be so unhappy. But that is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. That is all apparently unhappy, but very happy, actually very happy. Otherwise, why would people go on hearing about Rama again and again and again? Even for millions and millions of years, people are going on hearing about Rama. Because that is the actual subject to hear. They hear the pastimes of Rama and Krishna. That is very happy. That is spiritual, transcendental happiness. Whatever good story may be there in this world, we cannot hear it again and again. We'll become tired. There's some imaginary epic which has become very famous in the Western world called The Lord of the Rings. It's some kind of imaginary Mahabharata or something like that. But you can't go on hearing it again and again. You become tired. But with Ram Leela, Krishna Leela, we can hear again and again and again. Because that is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. It is completely spiritual and full of that rasa, which is not of this world. It's ever increasing. Krishna's pastimes and Rama's pastimes, they're going on eternally. Now we may say the story of Ram Leela, it's quite an interesting story. But there are so many stories, and there are much more complex and convoluted stories. So from the point of view of stories, the Ram Leela, well, in terms of literature, it may not be the best story ever told. That someone, his wife got stolen, he fought a battle, he got her back. That's basically the story. And in Krishna Leela, well, there are a few little stories here and there. But nothing like this. It's not likely to win the, what's that called, Pulitzer Prize or Booker Prize for literature. Not a very complex story. Because Mahabharata, that's very complex. But it's not the complexity of the story or the storyline, but it's because Krishna is there and Rama is there. And their dealings with their devotees, their interactions with their devotees are all purely blissful and spiritual and give pleasure to the heart. Just like we hear that Rama, and even now we'll see many pictures of that. Rama is embracing Hanuman. Hanuman got his reward for his service to Rama. He didn't want any reward, but he got his reward. So you'll find here and there, of course nowadays the pictures of cinema stars and cricket stars are more popular. But that was a very famous and popular poster of Hanuman. Rama is embracing Hanuman. So I may think, well, what's so great about that? But what is so great about that? Who is Rama? And who is Hanuman? What is the feeling and love between them? That when devotees see that picture, they appreciate all that Hanuman has done for Rama and how Rama is appreciating that. And devotees, they aspire that someday Rama may notice me also. May I also try to serve. I cannot serve like Hanuman. I cannot even serve as much as the little squirrel has done. But Rama was so kind, he noticed even the little squirrel, what service that little insignificant creature is doing. So, Rama, maybe one day he will notice me also. That is the... So, it's the bhakti rasa. It's not the story per se. But how the Lord is enjoying and interacting with his devotees, those yajna sitas, I was mentioning the the forms. Lord Rama would make golden deities of Sita to be present with him so that he could perform sacrifices. So for each yajna, and he performed many thousands of yajnas, for each yajna there were so many, there was one Sita. So when Rama was leaving this world, they all said, well, what about us? So he said, see you next time. And they also came as gopis in Krishna Leela. So these are inconceivable matters. How Rama is ek patnivrata, is the vow to take only one wife, and ek bana, one bow, sorry, one arrow. Generally for Rama, one arrow is enough. You can kill any opponent with one arrow. And Egvacha, if he gives his word, that's it. He won't shift from that. He's not going to change. Whereas Krishna is very tricky. You can't trust him at all. The same person. But it's very difficult for Rama Bhaktas to understand Krishna. Sometimes they criticize. They shouldn't criticize. But the whole mood is so different. Rama is so good. And Krishna is so bad. Rama, he's reliable. But Krishna, you don't, is completely unreliable, unpredictable. Even if you give yourself fully to him, then he may just neglect you, as he did in Ras Leela. All the gopis came. Krishna's just left. That's him, just left. They're okay. They left their homes. They're all dancing, very happy. All of a sudden, Krishna just left. So you don't know what Krishna will do. Unpredictable. And he tells lies, so some people say. So many things. Of course, we're not going to criticize Krishna. That makes him more lovable. But he's the same person, but very different character, showing a very different character. Same person. Srinathe janakinate chabeda paramatmani. Tatapi mama sarvasvama rama kamalalochanaha. This Hanuman says, I know that Srinath means Lakshmina, Vaikuntapati, Narayana, also means Krishna, because Shri is Radha. So I know that Srinath and Janakinath, Rama, they're the same Supreme Person. But as far as I'm concerned, Hanuman says, my all in all, the Lord of my life, is Rama, lotus-eyed Rama. So that's Rama's, the Ram Bhaktas, their taste. They are especially attracted to Rama. But all devotees, it's not that devotees of Krishna, they reject Rama. We also like to hear, today we're also here to hear about Rama. Not that we're forgetting Krishna, but we're especially remembering Ramachandra, Bhagavan today. Sometimes people say to us, why are you always talking about Krishna, not about Rama? Well, Rama's included. We can say, Ramadi Murtyushu Kala Niyamena Tishta Nana Vataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Sababhavat Paramapumanya Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. There's so many avatars, beginning with Rama, who appear in this world, but the original is Krishna. So when we say Krishna, that includes Rama, all the Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Vamana, Parashuram, Rama. So he's also there. And we chant the name of Rama. Every day we chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Ram Nam, we're chanting at least 4 times 108 times 16 times minimum every day. So who's good in mathematics? 436 times 16, 4,360. Nowadays, 4,360. Anyway, it's maybe about at least 7,000 times a day. So we are chanting Ram Ram. Of course, Rama also means Krishna. Rama is also a name for Krishna. Ramante yogino nante satyananda chidatmani iti Rama pade nasa satyananda chidatmani param brahma vidyate. Sorry, the last line. That, the yogis, they give up all happiness of this world and go and sit in a cave and emaciate their bodies and perform severe austerities. Why do they do that? Because they're getting a different kind of happiness. Unlimited happiness. Eternal happiness on the platform of spirit, eternality. The happiness of the soul. That happiness is that object of happiness, and the happiness itself is Rama, the Supreme Absolute Truth. So that means Krishna also. So we're remembering Rama, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembered Rama. Ultimately our goal is to go to Golok Vrindavan, but we also want to have darshan of Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. We also, it's not that by going to Golok Vrindavan we'll forget what are the wonderful pastimes of Lord Rama, how he is protecting the citizens, how they all love him. That we won't forget. As I say, in Vrindavan, that point I was making, the gopis, they know about Ramlila. They know about Ramlila. They know about the different avatars because they accused Krishna. See, in your previous life as Rama, you behave badly, and then as Vamana, you behave badly. So like this. So in Vrindavan, one time the gopis were teasing Krishna. See, you think you're God and all this kind of thing. What kind of God are you? I mean, the only comparison we find between you and Rama, who's that? We know he's God, but the only comparison we find is that he had monkeys and you have monkeys. But your monkeys can't do anything. All they can do is eat butter and get fat. So they said, we can believe you're actually God if you and your monkeys, you can build a bridge of stones floating on the water. So that's at Pavan Sarova. Nowadays it's not so big, but Krishna did it. He got his monkeys and said, hey folks, you've been eating butter all these days, now you've got to help me, I'm in trouble here. We've got to chuck some stones in the pond and make a bridge. So they did it. So we can remember Ram Leela in Krishna Leela also. If we go around Vrindavan, we'll find all the different Leelas remembered. So we're all very fortunate by Srila Prabhupada's mercy to be gathered remembering Rama. And this festival, especially in Andhra Pradesh, is celebrated very opulently, dum-dham, in Bhadrachalam. How many, some lakhs of people will go there today. I think next year we should also go there and distribute lots of books. That's the best way to glorify Lord Rama. Nowadays people are forgetting. Still so many people are coming. But people are forgetting and they're becoming converted to haters of Rama. It's a very bad situation. So we should, next year we should, if we're all here next year by the grace of Rama, then we should go there and have a bigger pandal than this and glorify Lord Rama at Bhadrachala. That's a very nice Leela was enacted there. Rama came to Bhadrachalam. You see that even though Rama is so moralistic, at least one of his devotees was not very moralistic. He stole all the, he was the treasurer, trusted man, stole all the money. Took all the money from the Nizam, and stole it all, and built a big temple of Rama. So he was, of course, that is morality. He was helping the Nizam. So Nizam threw him in prison. But then in the dream, the Nizam saw one very nice blackish figure, one very nice golden figure, and said, "Hey, your money's there. Let my devotee out." So Rama, his pastimes are going on, even now. And by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, people all over the world, they should know of Rama. Rama, Krishna, Narasimha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada, people should know. They don't know. Previously, nowadays they say people in India are more educated. No, then they're less educated. Previously people were illiterate, but they knew all the pastimes of Rama. Nowadays they can read and write and they don't know anything about Rama. So they're less educated. The educational standard has gone down. We should promote real education. Real education means to hear about Rama and Krishna. And by hearing about Rama, definitely everyone will become a very good in character. By not hearing about Rama, people are becoming very bad and greedy and lusty and nasty and killing animals and drinking and fighting and forgetting the goal of life. But if we hear about Rama, especially for shaping the character, if we hear about Rama and Sita, all the girls, they should, when they're young, they should hear what is Anasuya's instruction to Sita. That is how they should live. Instead of thinking, I have to have a career and become an astronaut or become a fashion model, prostitute, they should learn how to follow Sita as she was instructed by Anasuya. Of course, she already knew that because that was the culture, but that's the classic instruction in Ramayana. So for shaping the character, the Ramayana is essential. That should be, all the children should grow up hearing this again and again and again. So, Hare Krishna. We'll get more Ananda now by hearing about Lord Rama from Anandamayi Prabhu.